And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Zayin of the days, Ayavar Hashem Alpanot, Amra Bilchon, Ilmoli Nikra Kosuv, Iyaf Shalilm. Pasuk wouldn't say it, we couldn't say such a thing. Malamei Shinesakif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, the Rabban Shalom Kibiyachah showed Moshe Rabbeinu in a prophetic vision as if he was the Shliach Tzibur, and he put on a talis. The hero of the Moshe Seder Tzvila, and he showed him the order of the Tzvila to ask for Rachamim. Omer lo kol zman sheYisrael chotim, yasu lefanei k'seder hazeh. Whenever Klal Yisrael do chatoyim, they wanted the tshuva, so they should do this order: Hashem Hashem ki rachem lechanum, v'ani mocha lehem, and I'll forgive them. Omer Rav Yehuda bris krusa yud gimel mido she'enu chozes reikam. There's a bris. A bris means a covenant, a bond that has no tnoim, without any conditions. Bris, krusa, le yud gimel midos, that they don't come back empty-handed. If you say them, they accomplish. Shneemar hinei anofi koreish bris. After the yud gimel midos, it says hinei anofi koreish bris, that the bris was made on the yud gimel midos of rachamim. Bris meaning that they are unconditional. They say them, and they don't come back empty-handed. They have their effect. The Rabbeinu Bachya says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Korbanos. What we have left is Yud Gimel Mil Shorachman. They are similar to what Korbanos achieve. That's what the Yud Gimel Mil Shorachman achieve. And saying them and learning them, I have time now to go into all the Yud Gimel Midos and what they are. There's been machlokes and where are the 13 Midos of Rachamim, where what they are. Right, there's many more than 13 words over there. So some say the first Hashem, you don't count, because it's Vayavar Hashem Akona Vayikra Hashem. Right, the Ramon Shem called out, Moshe called out Hashem. And then Hashem, Ki Rachamim Lechan. Others say the first two names, Hashem, Hashem, you don't count as Midos, because they're not Midos, they're names of the Ramon Shem. Right. And then it starts with Kale. Right? And the Shaila, whether Pokeh Ravon Ovel Chalbonim is part of the Midos of Rachamim, or it has nothing to do with Rachamim, that's already Din. Others say no, that's also Rachamim, because Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't punish one generation, he pushes it off another generation, and if they do tshuva, then it goes away. So others all know, it's Midos HaDin, that's not Rachamim, and it ends with what's it called, Vinakeh, right? That's the end of the Midos of Rachamim, but it's not 13. So therefore some say that the words V'solachto la'oneinu l'chatoseinu u'nechaltonu was also part of the Midos of Rachamim, and therefore we say that. Every time we say the Shloshes Midos, we say till the Nakei, and then we say V'solachto la'oneinu l'chatoseinu to add those. But there are maybe 10, 15 different shitas of how to count these Midos, what's is Erech HaPayim one Mida, that's two different Midos, it's in the plural. Erech HaPayim for Rishoyim, Erech HaPayim for Tzadikim. So there's all different shitas of how to calculate the Shloshes Rei Midos Shel Rachamim, and it's a mitzvah to learn them for many reasons. First of all, it's an inyan of Yediyas Hashem, part of the Muna is understanding and knowing about the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Haskel the Yodoa Osi. Special mitzvah to understand what you can about the midos of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and therefore it's a mitzvah to learn this. It's kedai to get svarim or whatever, look up the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, and see what the svarim say about these midos. We see what Rashi Tosa says over there. Right? So the Rabbeinu Nisim over there. That's one mitzvah. There's another mitzvah of the Lalechas for Halakha B'drachah, in order to emulate and follow the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you have to know his midos and do like it. So you have to know what the midos are. So in Tomar Devora, right, so Moshe Cordoviro there speaks about these midos and how to emulate them, what they mean, and how a person can copy the Rabbanu Shel Olam and have these midos also. That's one makor where you can look in the Tomar Devora that speaks about how the midos can be translated into your behavior, into your action, how you can copy the Rebbe Shlomo in those midos. That's a mitzvah of Alakha the Rebbe. And this is also a mitzvah tefillah. It says, the groa in Aderes Eliyahu says that these Yud Gimel Midos, you know, it's mashmah, the Rebbe Shalom showed these things to Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 days, but the groa says no. He showed it to him already at the beginning of the 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hodieni no, Hareini no Eskodecha, and that's when the Rebbe Shalom showed him that he was at Shlach Tzibur, and he showed him these Midos. But somehow Moshe Rabbeinu already knew them before. And the whole 40 days, the last 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, this is the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu said every day. And the one that he said the most was on the final day, which was Yom Kippur. That's why on Yom Kippur we say these Yud Gimel Midos over and over and over again in every davening, especially at Ne'ilah, we say them many, many, many times. 6-7 times Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, because this is the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu said that in the end affected the kapora for the Chet HaEgel. So it's a very, very potent tefillah, like it says, a bris krusa that Einam Chozos Reikon. So Shaila is, how does that work? Just saying the midos of Rachamim of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, right, a person does a chet and he deserves it on this. Just by saying Hashem Hashem Ki Rachem Lechamim, all of a sudden he's going to be forgiven. Right? So some say it works as a tefillah. You're begging the Rebbeinu Shalom to have Rachmanis on you, even though it doesn't say that. All you're saying is the midos of Hashem. But basically, that's what it's like any tefillah. And tefillah helps because it makes you a different person, and you understand these things or whatever, and you realize that you need kapara from the Rebbeinu Shalom. But Pash is not a tefillah. Right, it's a yasu. It doesn't say yispalalu lefanai. It says yasu lefanai kesever hazeh. So therefore, some rishonim achronim say, Tzor Amor and others, that the Rishis Chochma, the Alshit, all say that it doesn't depend on saying. Saying is only the first step. But when you say these midos, you have to understand what they are, and then you have to do it. You have to be a rachum, and you have to be a chanim. And if you will copy the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's what they said in the guy. It says, Kishi Yasu Lefanai, Keseder Hazeh. It doesn't say, Kishi Yomru Lefanai, Keseder Hazeh. Kishi Yasu Lefanai. When you'll do it, then you'll get Mechil. You act with Rachamim, then Mida Keneged Mida, the Rebbeinu Shalom will be more Rachamim on you. So you have to say it, but just saying it is just a Haskola. So the Chorah the Marzat was saying it. Why do we say it so much, whatever? Some say that what it means is the following. You have to say it, and by saying it with a maisa cotton, it'll help. What does a maisa cotton mean? Some say it means whenever you say Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, some people say it every day. And some of the scholars, even Ashkenaz here in Eretz Israel, says every day. So when you say it, you should first of all learn it so you know what it means. They said, especially in the Talmud Devorah, so you know how to put it into practice. Then when you say it, to have in mind that you're makabel on yourself, that whenever the opportunity will arise for you to use one of these midos for somebody else, you'll do it. And the Kabbalah is like you did it. Right? The Gemara learns from a apostle, Vayelchu Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, that by Korban Pesach, they went and did what Moshe said. So they didn't do anything right away. Didn't do anything until the 10th of the month, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to him on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So for 10 days they didn't do anything. So right away they went and they did it. Ella, since they were makabel on themselves to do it, it's like they did it. The Meiri says a person is makabel on himself to do tshuva, he's already called a chassid. His matzav already changes. He didn't do it yet. He's makabel to do it, the Kabbalah itself. So that's one shot. Shot is when you say these midos, you should have in mind that you're makabel on yourself, that whenever the need will come up, you'll do it. Others say that a maisa cotton means the following. You're saying the midos, and you're really, you know, shuffling or whatever, and because of that, you step on the next guy's toe. So, if you're careful when you say it, not saying too loud that you don't disturb the person next to you. Right? You make sure when you're saying them that you don't step on somebody's toe. Whatever it is, right? You know somebody there that needs a favor, whatever. So you look at them and you decide you're going to do that favor for them. That's called a Maisa Katan. Maisa Katan means that you put it into practice in some little way at the time before or after that you're saying these Yudomirsach or Acham. That's some say that's why you need to speak to for the talus. It's putting on a talus and remembering from the talus, from the tzitzis, right? Zachartem Vasisam, so you makabel on yourself. Everything by putting on the talus, that's also part of it. But the Maisa, many Rishonim and Achronim hold that it's not doing. Even though it says Yasu Lefaneka Seder Hazeh, it doesn't mean you have to do anything. Just saying it itself has an effect. So you have to understand how can that be. Because some say there's a proof that it can't mean that you do it. Because the first two nidos, the first two names, Hashem, Hashem, are not nido. You can't be like Hashem. So the Maisa, those can't be, you can't do anything about them, yet they're part of the Midah Sarachim. So it must be not just doing it, but yet just saying it. Others say, no, there is, it could be like Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, there's a way that you can emulate even those names of the Rabban Hashem. Okay, but anyway, so that's what some say. So how's it going? So, one of two possibilities. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Brisker Rav says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this bris with Klal Yisrael, he put all the rachamim that Klal Yisrael would ever need, every individual, all of Klal Yisrael, into the world. And it's there. You just have to access it. He wants to be merachim on Klal Yisrael, but he wants us to open the door. So all that rachamim is there, just bursting, ready to come out of the door. But you need the key. The key is saying these things. If you say them, then you'll open up. The Meshech Chochma adds another dimension to this. And he says that it creates an Eish Ratzon. An Eish Ratzon, especially at certain times in the year, like the Ila in Kippur, is called an Eish Ratzon, but there are other Eitei Ratzon. And we'll explain in 1 second how that works. And an Eish Ratzon, even though normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything al pi din, you have to deserve it. And an Eish Ratzon, you don't have to deserve it necessarily. There the Rabban Hashem gave rachamim, then you don't necessarily have to deserve it. What do you have to do? So the Gemara says that Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Yivasru Neon. So many things that there's no din in this world. That everything's after. You know, the Rabban Hashem is Mevater, don't worry, you know, what's it called? He'll forgive me. Then you say the same thing, if you eat poison, oh, don't worry, my insides will forgive me and everything will be okay. It's not going to be okay if you drink poison. It's going to cause your kishkis to burn out. Yeah. So, that's the way the world is. The same thing, you do an aveira, it causes an effect. So you can't just say, well, the Rabban Hashem will forgive me or whatever. It doesn't work like that. That's under normal circumstances. But there's certain times when the Rabban Hashem chooses to go beyond the din. Then even though it says, Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran, that means that he does it all the time. Vatran. The Raya is from the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that, in fact, those who are learning now, Eilu Metzias, it's at the end of Eilu Metzias. Right? It says over there that if a person has an animal, right, and it falls down because it has a heavy load, and it falls down, so there's a mitzvah of hokim tokim ima. Pick him up, what's it called? Shishira, eschamor, reyacha, rovech, tachas, maso, right? Hokim tokim ima. Help him. Fix up the animal, help him put it up. So the Gemara says, rovech, velo ravtza. That's only if the animal happens to be put too much on the animal, and right now it doesn't feel good or whatever, and it fell down. But what happens if you have an animal, like some people, that as soon as you put something on its back, it falls down. It doesn't like to work, right? Work, but at least doesn't. This animal, its teva, is it always does that? It's not an animal. It wants to work. Put something on its back, it right away falls down. Then you don't have to help it. You got to let it go. Another donkey. By the donkey, it works. This one doesn't work. So rovates the low rafter. What does that mean? Something that it happens once in a while, but it doesn't happen all the time. you see the difference is between Vatron and Vitra. Therefore, the Gemara says, Vitra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Gilya Rai, Shlichus Gomel Avodah Zorah, but he wasn't a Vatron, Bittul Torah. Or even Vitra. Vitra means he could do it sometimes. But all the time already he doesn't. Kol HaOmer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vatron, not that he's not Vatron. There are times when a Kodesh Baruch Hu will make an Eish Ratzon, meaning that because he's very Gomel Shalom, he says, I'm not Meshuvah to the Dinim, even the ones I make. Right? And therefore it's possible for me to forgive somebody even if he doesn't deserve it. That's my prerogative. A king does that sometimes too. Right? They're now talking about Jonas and Pollard, right? To free him, to give him clemency, a pardon, that they're asking the President of the United States to pardon him. Right? Could be that Mitzad Adin, the court said he has to be in jail till the rest of his life or whatever. Another who knows how many years. But it could be an Eish Ratzon, and since the president is the president, and he can go beyond the laws, he has the right to say that he's pardoned and be mevatel the sentence. That's the prerogative of the leader. The Rebbeinu Shel made these laws. He can abrogate them too. So normally a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do that, because then that would be very much counterproductive. It would be a negative thing in how a person lives in this world. Because the Rebbeinu Shel wants us to do what's right. And he wants us to know that if we do what's right, we get rewarded. And if we do what's wrong, we get punished. And that's the way the world was made. That's the purpose of this world. This world was created, the Midas Hadid, in order that people should be able to have Bechira, and they should be able to have Schar, they should also be an Omer. Okay. And if people see that the Rebbeinu Shel doesn't care, you can do what you want, nothing, then it's going to give them the incentive that I can do things wrong. Right? Because it doesn't matter. You see, you do things wrong, nothing happens. So therefore, most of the time, the Rebbeinu Shel doesn't break those laws. He made them for our good. But we should know that Yesh Din, the Yesh Dayan, and the Zechesh Bin, and things aren't hefker, and you can't function hefker. But sometimes, the Rebbeinu Shel says, I want you to know that I'm the Rebbeinu Shel. Rebbeinu Shel means that I control the world. I'm not Meshubit, even to the Bria that I made. And if I want to forgive somebody, I can. If there's a danger then, that you'll think that the reason he's forgiving you is because nothing matters. But that's not the case. He's forgiving you because he's a tremendous Baal Rachamim, and he also is a Kol Yachol, so he can do whatever he wants. And he also has tremendous Rachamim. So if you're going to get the wrong message from it, it's not going to be good. But if you understand that Rebbeinu Shel is not forgiving you because it doesn't make a difference, it makes a difference. But he's a tremendous Baal Rachamim. He's not doing it because it doesn't make a difference. He's doing it because even though it makes a difference, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has tremendous Rachamim, and he wants to be Merachim on you, and he has the power to even go beyond what normally would be the Din. So therefore, if you say these Midos of Rachamim, you understand, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachamim Vechamim. You understand that it's not happening if God forgives me. It's not because it doesn't make a difference, but because the Rebbeinu Shel has tremendous rachamim on me. That's why. Then the Rebbeinu Shel will forgive. You know, I think that that's the same shot in a medrash. That medrash says that that all the avos and imos came to beg for Klal Yisrael after the Churban, that the Rebbeinu Shel should have rachmanis on them. The Rebbeinu Shel said no. Each one and told them, how can I have rachmanis? They did this, to suffer the sword of that. How can I forgive them? Right? Until Rachel Imenu came. Rachel Imenu came and she said, Rebbeinu Shel, what bothered you? That they made me have a Zorah, that they were supposed to be competing with you. Right? I had the same thing. I had my own sister take my place, right, by my chasana, and I wasn't jealous of her, just the opposite. I gave her over to the Simonim. But the Rebbeinu Shel said, okay, that's it. But the Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says that what influenced the Rebbeinu Shel was the tears of Rachel Imenu. Rachel Mevak al Bonel. And the Rebbeinu Shel told her, Mini kolech mi bechi, don't have to cry, right? Yesh tikva la'afri seich, yesh sofer l'pula seich, v'shovu bonem l'tvula. Mashma there, that her tears, the crying, made the roshim. Here it's mashma that she had a cheshbon, right? So, shut like this. The Rebbeinu Shel told the Avos, I can't just forgive them. If I do that, then the whole tachlis of the world is gone. then they're going to say, oh, you see, you can do whatever you want. You build that resort and nothing happens and everything's okay, right? So it's going to make them do more work there. So it's connected the whole tachlis of the Bria. The Bria was made with Satin. I can't forgive them. It's not shot. Roughly named came, and she said like this, it's shy for a human being to have such rachmanis on another person, that even though Nibas HaDin says that Rachel Imenu should have said something and got what's coming to her, it's her husband. Her sister is taking her husband. The father was tricking him. She should have spoken up, but what would have happened? Rachmanis on her lay. She would have been so embarrassed. So not only didn't she speak up, but she gave her the simon and she shouldn't be embarrassed. She gave up, she revoked her on what really should be for the sake of her sister. That means that a human being can understand that sometimes you can have such rahmanis, or what's it called, on somebody else, that even though really they don't deserve it and really should be something else, you're mavati. They understand that. Okay, I see, human beings can understand that. So the Rosh Hashanah said, that's the case, then if I'm mavati here, people aren't going to say necessarily that ain length less din less dying. But they'll understand that I'm a big Rachman. If they can see that Rachel Imenu could be such a Rachman, they can understand I could be a Rachman. I'm not doing it because it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference. But still, Lamros Kol Zeh, I have such Rachmanis on you. Then I can forgive you, as long as you understand that it's not because less din, less dayan, but because I have tremendous Rachman. So that's what Rachel showed. That human beings can understand that. If they can, then the Rabban Hashem said, then fine, then I can do it. So, same thing over here. If you say that you give them midos, and you stand what you're saying, and then if you see that the Rabban Hashem forgives you, even though you know you don't deserve it, you're not going to say, because it doesn't make a difference. You're going to say it makes a difference, and really I should be punished. But the Rabban Hashem has such rachamim, there's a kale, rachamim, dechanim, that Lamros calls that he has the power to go against all of that and be merachim on me, then it won't have the wrong impression. It says, Einam Choses Reikom, we say, Hashem Hashem, and Rachman Islam, Xavis don't go away, and we still have Tzoras or whatever. So some say that these Midos have that power. But you need other things too, right? If I sell you watermelon seeds, and I tell you, these seeds will produce watermelons. 100%, they will produce watermelons, okay? You go home, and you say, oh, great. But, you know, I don't want to put them in the sand because people can dig them up. So you put them in your driveway and put asphalt over them. Okay? And you wait. No watermelons come up. Bill the ploy. I lied. I told you these seeds will make watermelons and you don't see any watermelons. Did I lie? No. I'm 100% true. But they'll make watermelons if you put them in the earth and you water them, not if you put them in asphalt. So these yugumumidos always create rachim. But if you have other things that are maki, if you put the asphalt over them, right, then it's not going to help. They have their koach, but their koach could be stopped by other negative things that you do. That's one way. Another way of looking at it is that enum chosus reka means they always have an effect, but not necessarily the effect you think it's going to have. You're saying that because you have a zera that it's not raining, whatever, and you want it to rain. Not going to rain. But it'll help. Somebody got sick, he's going to get better because you said you believe about it. It's a koach. It doesn't necessarily achieve what you want it to achieve, but it's there in the Bria at some point, and it may not happen now, maybe 70 years from now. 70 years from now, because you said this, that koach will finally have a place to take, to be chal, to take effect. So it may not happen immediately, it may not happen to you, it may not happen to the thing you think it's going to happen to. It'll happen to somebody else, for something else, at a different time, but it's there, it's in the air. When you say those, you give me the shot, you created a force, and sometime, at some place, in some way, it's going to have an effect. It's Einam Choses Reka. It doesn't say it always achieves what you want it to achieve, but it's Einam Choses Reka. That's it. It's always that goa. So it's Kedai to what this week's Sedra is, anyway, Shai Mikra Echatar. To spend some time going over those you've given me, because we say them very important times, right, and Tanesim and whatever. It's good I don't know what they are. Look into some Sfarim or whatever to speak about it. Look at that Tomer Tavorim, and see what he says, how you can be like Hashem when it comes to functioning with other people, just like Hashem functions with you, and see if you can put it into practice when it comes, you know, you have a roommate, you have a chavrusa, whatever, how the time can be that you could put it into practice. And then we have a bris krusa, that's just like those yud-gimul midos affected the kapara for the chet ha'ego. So Klal Yisrael needs a lot of kapara in the Mitzvah Hashem. From those yud-gimul midos will come a full shlich on mechila for Klal Yisrael, and we'll see the Yaskul Tzedek Neir.